Welcome to Jurassic Park. Oh, God.
How dare you have Tim do that intro and then not have this be a Jurassic Park one shot?
Oh, God. Why didn't we think of that?
Wouldn't that be such a flex? I wish it were. Do we want to play Jurassic Park today instead?
Yeah, Alex, are you ready? Can you just, like, change your plans?
I feel like we need to figure out a system to play it in first, but...
What if the real villain for this arc was, like, a reality-warping trickster deity who then starts putting you into a bunch of different 90s movies?
Alex?
It's a 90s campaign.
Alex, don't you toy with my feelings like this.
That's actually super fun. So, maybe we should do that at some point.
You can't say that to me and then not do it at some point.
Every, like, 90s and early 2000s Supernatural show has to have an episode like that.
Yes.
Right? Supernatural, the show,
actually,
literally
the only show I know that has that is Supernatural, but it is such a fun episode that I... Yes.
It's literally the only episode of Supernatural that
I've
seen.
It's so good.
It's a fun episode. Dr. Sexy MD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, back onto, like, doing Jurassic Park as a one-shot, the film Reroll is a podcast that does, like, a whole bunch of movies. They just play movies, and they use the system GURPS, and it works really well. Yeah.
And we do have GURPS. I don't really know GURPS very well. I'll have to take a look at it, but we could definitely do
it.
If nothing else, we could use Genesis, because Genesis is literally designed to be used for anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Or Rhesus, which is, like, way easier.
Mm.
But Rhesus is another great system. Anyway, this is... I was about to say this isn't a tabletop podcast, and it literally is, but
that's not what
anyway.
We're doing.
But we're not playing Jurassic Park today. No, we were just on Jurassic Park kick before we got started. I apologize. We will be, like, admiring the raw destructive energy of nature, so that's pretty cool. That's kind of similar,
much like the raw sexual energy of Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Okay, that is not the transition I was trying to make.
Life
finds
a way.
That's fine.
All I'm going to say is watching Jurassic Park for the first time as an adult just hits different. I appreciate Dr. Ian Malcolm a way I did not before. That's all I want to say.
Wow, okay.
We're bringing some weird energy in.
Yeah, we're kind of all
over. The
thing
that I don't get about this is I know for a fact you have seen Jeff Goldblum since
you
finished puberty.
It's
different.
Like, I know you know what he looks
it's
like.
It's not just his face, Alex. It's his energy in that role.
It's him being a math asshole, okay?
A math hole? No.
Chaos.
Never mind.
Math hole? Wow.
No, it's the part where he's talking to Dr. Sadler about chaos, and he, like, drops the water on her hand. All right, I gotta not do this right now.
And the part where he says, "I'm always looking for the future ex-Mrs. Malcolm"? That's
I
appealing
raised
to
my
you.
Hand in the theater.
Oh, gosh darn it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
do
fine. I mean, I get it. Everybody gets it. But, also raise your standards, please.
He's a brilliant mathematician with a handsome face.
He is. He is also, like, he tells everybody he meets that he's a terrible person to get involved with.
Okay, fair.
That's, like, his opening line.
What if his encounter with the dinosaurs changed him? All right, I'm done.
It didn't. Do you want a spoiler for the books? Because...
No.
Okay. Every time you bring him up in this episode, I will spoil something from the books for you.
Oh,
then I can't bring
Alex,
him up again.
Alex, how cruel are you? You are so cruel.
I have to run a tight ship over here. This is a horror podcast.
Alex knows exactly how to keep me on track, though.
Well, that's news to me, because it hasn't worked so far.
Okay, all right, fine.
All right. Are we ready to get started with our game, our actual game that we're playing here today?
I guess so. I mean, if it's not Jurassic
Park,
I'm not as excited as I would have been, but whatever.
Okay, we'll play Jurassic Park at some point for one of our one-shots.
Thank
we'll do, like, a weird 90s movie montage thing.
Please.
Or we'll just straight up make it an arc. We'll make it, like, a weird...
Jurassic arc?
Beach episode arc. Well, no, the thing where we do, like, 90s movies. I think that would be fun.
That
I just
would
wanted,
be
like,
really fun.
Yeah,
fun,
no, it would be great.
Thing.
I just really wanted to say Jurassic
arc. A Jurassic arc.
Arc.
Yes,
yeah,
no, I heard you.
All right, thanks.
I heard your joke. It just wasn't dignifying it. Okay. We all in the space? Andrew, are you there with us?
Oh, yeah, I've been here.
Okay. When you mute your microphone, it's hard to tell if you're silently judging us or just, like, eating chips.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It's what we
oh,
deserve.
Oh, man. All of this is getting left in.
Good.
Anyway, Whew. Let's open with Mariah.
Me.
That is you. So, in our last episode, you spent the time that the others were off on their side mission with Mayor Mortis Lufton in your safe house, mm-hmm. doing research on the nature of magic and the gatekeepers. That's where you still are now, because there hasn't been a time skip. So, we are picking up exactly where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
You've just finished up with these tomes of yours. Is there any other research you wanted to do before we wrap up?
Not at this particular moment in time.
Okay. So then here's the scene. You are in your safe house. I think you probably have just closed up whatever books you were poring through, maybe rubbed the bridge of your nose a little bit to signal to the viewing audience mm-hmm. that you are weary and need to move on to a different task. And then something catches your attention from behind you in the safe house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked a little bit about this off mic, and I kind of want you to take the reins in terms of describing to me what this looks like. I'm envisioning maybe like a soft blinking light catches your attention, or maybe it's a sound. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Okay, so there's like a reasonable direction I could go with this, or there's the like weird direction that my brain wants to go with this.
Do whatever you want with it.
So
it can be weird. This is a like fantasy.
Okay, so there's a record player that sits in the corner of the room, and out of nowhere, the needle drops on Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And it starts to grow steadily louder.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not into it. So tell me what you do with this then.
Well, I would want to go over and investigate it. Like, be like, what's
sure,
going
absolutely.
On? Did I need to, do I need to roll for that?
No, I don't, just go ahead and play out the scene for me. What is happening and like what you're, how you're reacting to this.
Mm-hmm. I, would just kind of, honestly, knowing Mariah, first instinct would be ghosts, but it's not ghosts.
Okay, sure.
It's not ghosts. Upon further inspection, the needle drop is attached to a mechanism. Like it's not, it didn't just do that. There's like a little, there's like a little blinking light, actually, to borrow your idea, on the side of the boxy bit of the record player. I don't know what record player parts are called. This was a bad call. The part where the record sits on top of the box
the
part.
Table? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah, like the box part.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I get it.
There's a little blinking light on the side with a little like a gauge that looks kind of like a thermometer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, increase it, like it's moving, it's like filling the, it's probably not, might still be mercury, this thing's probably old, it's filling up, and it's blinking, and I don't know how I'm gonna figure out what this does as I'm playing this out, but
like, would it make you feel better if we did a roll for it?
Maybe. Yeah. Can I roll for it?
Yeah, sure.
Except for now, if I fail it, I'm gonna feel real bad. All right.
You can roll either plus sharp or plus weird for this.
Okay, I'm going to probably roll my sharp because I got a good
sharp.
Yeah,
that's what I figured you would do.
Or my sharp is good. Let's roll. Okay, so that makes me have an 8.
That makes you have an 8. Okay, then I think the way that works is you can... Oh boy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do this to you.
No, it's okay. I think that in this circumstance, you, Addison, already know what this means, but we'll give Mariah the chance to figure out one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
You can either immediately figure out what this thing is and what it means, or you can immediately have the correct impulse to act on in response to that information, but I don't think you can have both.
Okay.
You can either, like, instinctually take from this moment, like, I don't know what's happening, but I think I need to go here, or you can understand on, like, a more intellectual level what it is, and not necessarily put together what that means for you specifically.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and understand on an intellectual level what this is.
Okay, great. I think that contextually, you just sort of make a hypothesis, a conjecture, mm-hmm. that what you're looking at is some sort of magic item. And that is, I think, something that you sort of assume partially because you've on some level been hoping for it ever since you got this clubhouse.
Of course.
And so when you see this thing happening and you notice this like weird thing going off and you're like, ghosts, but it's, you know it's not ghosts, you recontextualize that moment and think, okay, wait a second, I'm in like a safe house that I know is guarded by at least some magical enchantments, like something is happening here. I think your first impulse is that it's some sort of magic alarm system, but nobody's coming into the safe house. It doesn't appear, you don't hear anybody outside or around. I think your next intellectual understanding is that this is an alert system of sorts, but what it's notifying you of is a sudden increase in magical activity or unusual magical activity. This is causing a trigger to be set off that is telling you or whoever is in this safe house who would presumably be responsible for following up on it that there is atypical magical energy happening.
Using the dulcet tones of Stevie Wonder.
Using the dulcet tones of Stevie Wonder.
I'm having
to clarify
brief moment
this
of panic.
This device itself is older than Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
But we can have that be the record in it if you want.
Thank you. Like, the most recent person to use the safe house put that record in there.
Sure, yeah.
I had a moment of fear earlier where I was worried I accidentally called the song Supernatural because we were talking about the TV show Supernatural before we started recording, but I did call it Superstition.
You did,
okay,
yeah.
Correct. Good. Very good. Okay. So I know that much. Now just kind of trying to figure out how to proceed. All right.
Yeah, you don't know what the magical information, like, you don't know what the energy is that it's measuring. You don't know where anything is happening. It's not sophisticated enough to tell you that. It just knows, like, energy spikes.
Do I have a way to contact Siobhan? I'm just thinking about, like, what kind of, she has a radio, but, like, do I have anything?
She has a radio. I don't think you have a park radio
on
you.
No, I don't. I was trying to think if there was any way for me to, I feel like my instinct would at least be, even if I don't think that they're being affected, to like try to get in touch with my friends and be like, hey, something's going
down. Sure, absolutely.
But now
yeah, that makes sense.
So maybe, okay, if I can't do that, then I might try to head to the station.
Sure. Time-wise, just as a fan of your character, I want to go ahead and get it out of the way to tell you that going to the ranger station first means that you probably won't get to the park speedily enough to like help with the next scene that is happening.
Heck, okay.
But what it does mean is that if you are concerned something might be wrong, you have the chance to pick up additional tools or personnel.
Mm.
So you can't necessarily get there. Like, Mariah may not be able to get there in enough time to be a personal help, but it does give you the opportunity to change the circumstances by way of resources.
Okay. Well, it's just that I don't know that I don't know that they're in the woods with Morty, do I?
You know that they went to pick him, like, you know that they went to pick him up or go talk to him.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily know where they are now, although I think you know that they were planning on bringing him back to the woods. I don't remember if you guys talked about that or not.
The problem
I know you
is...
just talked about them going to visit him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, problem is that it's a big park. Okay, I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to make up my mind here. You're right. This is a tricky, just a sticky wicket.
No, that's totally fine.
This is a sticky wicket, my friends. I think I...
Hard decisions have to be made sometime.
All right, I'll try to go to the station and try to get...
I will tell you there's one other thing you could do.
Uh-oh, okay.
I don't think you've rolled your connect the dots yet this arc.
Oh my god, I haven't!
Which might be a good way to make some connections between things.
Yep, perfect. Okay, very nice. Okay, remind me what stat that is.
I'm pretty sure it's your sharp.
I was pretty sure as well.
I think you rolled sharp to connect the dots.
All right, let me roll that then. Okay, so that would be an 11.
Okay, awesome. Do you have your list open of
Let me
ask?
Pull it up right now. Sorry about that. Was not pre-prepared
You're good.
For that. Let me just get that right now. I will be as fast as I can be. Sorry, friends. I will do better next time. Okay.
That's what post-production is for.
Okay. Okay, here we go. When and where will the next critical event occur?
Okay, the next critical event is occurring right now in the construction site.
Yeah. But I get 3 holds, so it's fine.
Sure.
Okay, What does the monster want?
Ooh, now that's a really good question. I like you being in the safe house when you roll the connect the dots, because it makes it just sort of feel like narratively there's a lot more information I can give you realistically. Yes. I feel like there's more for you to put together here. So that's awesome. What does the monster want? If by monster we're talking about the forest, which I think we are,
I feel like, yeah, the thing that is being the active antagonist, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. The monster wants to eliminate threats to itself.
Okay. Now for my...
And I will tell you that that definition of threat may change over time.
Ah. Okay, so here's the thing. I have a couple different choices that are all, like, really appealing to me right now, and I have to pick mm-hmm. one because I only
have
one.
What other choices... Yeah, what other choices are you looking at?
The two questions that I can ask, that both of which I think are good questions, are, mm-hmm. is this connected to previous mysteries we have investigated? Or how does this mystery connect to the... I just bit my tongue. How does this mystery connect to the bigger picture?
Well, I think that one of those seems like a much more yes or no answer, which I think won't
be as
helpful
to you. Okay, so
how does? So how, because, I mean, the obvious answer is, like, yes, it's connected. They're all connected. But in terms of how it's connected, this is something that we sort of talked a little bit about last time, mm-hmm. but, and all of you have alluded to it at various points throughout this mystery. So what's happening in the forest right now is a combination of several different things. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you have going on is that this enormous source of magical potential that has laid effectively untapped in the gates of the Arctic for so long is suddenly being used in ways that it hasn't really been used before. So it's like behaving strangely. It's reacting in really unpredictable ways. Mm-hmm. The same way that, you know, anything that hasn't really been used before is going to sort of have this period of like figuring itself out. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's happening here is that, like we've talked about before, magic is highly empathetic in this universe. It's like a very sensitive force, kind of like the Force from mm-hmm. Star Wars. Thank you, Star Wars. Which means that not only is it being impacted by the people using it directly, which would be a few individuals that we know of for sure, but it is also being impacted by the perceptions surrounding it. So this is something I think you guys haven't necessarily picked up on yet, so it's cool that you asked this. Mm-hmm. In the past, like, 6 months to a year of in-game time, mm-hmm. there are some things that have happened in the forest that have caused the people around the forest to start to perceive it differently. So, there was a Fleshgate attack, and nobody really knows what happened there. They just know that some tourists came into town and died. There was, you know, this incident with the Tulpa, which is, like, very strange, and several people in town saw happening.
Oh god, there was the fungus.
There was a horrible fungus monster that affected a lot of people directly in the town, and indirectly, so people who know about this thing. And, you know, there have been people who are tangential to you guys who are seeing the kinds of things that you're going through and dealing with. Basically, the forest itself is starting to seem dangerous and unpredictable to people, which means that all of the people in this town who are perceiving it that way are influencing the way the magic in the forest is acting. Oh. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and so the ways that people think about and conceive of and perceive of the park itself and the magic in the park play really directly into how that magic then starts to act.
Oh my god. Okay, oh my gosh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, all right, that's big, important information. And information I would like to get to my friends.
Yeah.
I want to go find my friends.
Okay, so then that makes very much sense as a motivating, like, action for you, right?
Yes.
So, that's how you know that information. I think you're sort of putting these things all together.
Yes.
And just for the sake of expediency, I'm not really so concerned with figuring out how you know that the next critical event is happening right now in the construction site. I'm okay with that just sort of being intuition. Mm-hmm. So that's the information that you have now. You know that your magicometer is going off.
You believe in things that you don't understand.
Yes, thank you. More Stevie Wonder. Love it. You know that your friends were off on this mission, specifically pertaining to the construction site.
Yes.
You know that things have been starting to go kind of wild in the construction site anyway. I think that's enough for you to put the puzzle pieces together and say, like, oh, whatever weird magical reading is happening right now is probably there, or that would be a good place to go look.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Gonna go out my safe house and hop on my motorcycle.
I do love the Foley.
Thank you. And I'm gonna motorcycle my way over there.
Okay, cool. Let's pick up at the construction site in the forest. So just to recap, we have Siobhan,
yeah.
Martha, Ben, and the unconscious mayor out there at the construction site. Martha just knocked out Morty and then did a magic roll to basically... I don't want to say deactivate the trees because that feels like a really clumsy phrase for trees.
Deactivate the trees.
To turn off the trees.
Make them dormant.
Hey, yeah.
Temporarily, yeah.
Dorminate the trees.
Calm them down.
It's called dormination.
Dormination. That's exactly the word I'm
looking
for.
Yeah, you know, you've got the subs and the dorms.
Bye.
I don't like that.
Sorry, that was a really bad joke.
No, it was good. Not a BDSM podcast.
Yeah.
Not a BDSM podcast.
Oh, yikes on bikes. I think this should be thought of less as putting them to sleep, because I want it to be clear that it's more temporary than that.
They're just cold.
They're just cold. You have sort of ceased the activity for a moment. Stunned them, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe you stunned the trees in your immediate vicinity? That's the word I was looking for. I don't know why dormination was what came up. Stunned. There is an English word for that. Oh, man. So you've temporarily, like, stunned the trees in your area, buying yourselves probably a few minutes to sort of get your bearings and figure out what's going on here, and that is where we'll pick up.
Now, here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Are we picking up when I get there, or are things happening and then I'm going to get there?
We can do either. Timelines are a little bit flexible here because we've been in two different places.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. Whatever you had in mind. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, I think this might be a good time for that reunion to happen. It would be the kindest to all of you, so.
For sure.
So yeah, if everybody's cool with that, we can have that moment happen now.
Yeah, I just think that, like, maybe some time has passed to make sure that she's gotten over there.
Sure. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, because we've been in two separate places, it's possible that what we were seeing from Mariah last episode was happening earlier than what was happening, like, in the woods.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I'm just thinking, with, like, the power spike, I'm imagining that's when, like, the trees started... going after Morty. That was...
but also it's a 90s TV show, so
true.
A little bit of inconsistency to make the story work is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mariah can just fly over on a dragon from, like, the other side of the world.
Oh, please, let's not be too unrealistic. A dragon is one thing, but a powerful woman? Sorry, that was a little bit salty.
No, it deserved it. Accidentally admitted to someone before they told me that they liked the finale that I laughed out loud multiple times at how dumb it was. So anyway. Sorry, so I'm gonna provide some Foley real quick. Let me just fade this in.
Yes, please do. And then you, like, whip it around so that the wheels sort of skid out to the side and you pull up parallel to the group, right? That's how that happens.
We all get sprayed by dirt and gravel.
It's probably a little bit of snow, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Guys, wait. I get off. I pull off my helmet because I wear a helmet because safety's important.
Do you do the head shake to shake out your hair?
Gotta shake my hair out.
Yes.
Shake, 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 shake. Put the helmet on the motorcycle. Okay. Hey, are you guys okay?
Not really.
I'm kind of envisioning everyone else just staring at you because
I was too. You just kind of yeah. rolled up out of nowhere. How did you know where we were?
We'll get into that later, okay? I need to talk to you guys. I think I figured something big out about what's happening.
Okay, can it wait until we're out of here?
No, like, it should definitely happen when we're out of here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it's going to happen now, and I'm like, no, we have to get all
so no.
The trees are
Martha, come on, hop on. Everyone.
Okay, help me with this body.
He can't get on it. He's not allowed on my motorcycle.
I'll take the body. We'll meet up somewhere else. How about the station?
Station sounds good. We've got someone in custody, so we can't really go to the diner with him.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Martha, do you have a helmet? Oh, that's a dumb question. All right, put your hands on your head.
All right, like, that'll do anything.
Safe.
Actually, no, don't do that. Hold on to me. Okay.
Nah.
Please hold on.
She's a little flustered, okay? There's a lot going on.
Okay, I think as you all are getting ready to pull away and rushing off to, you know, the helicopter and to the motorcycle, the trees begin rustling slightly again, sort of a bit more slowly and clumsily than before, indicating they are still a bit dazed, but are definitely starting to come back to life.
So good, they're trees, less dormitized.
Nice trees.
They're going to be pissed.
We gotta move. But also, I need you to... Okay, this is going to sound weird. I need you guys to think happy thoughts about these trees, okay? Cool.
Okay.
Just, like, I'll explain when we're in a safe zone.
What do you mean? Like, trees, happy tree friends?
Yeah, not like... I mean, yes, because that web series doesn't exist yet. So, yes, little tree friends.
All right.
Just think calm, soothing thoughts. Like, I don't know, meditate. Just, okay.
These trees are definitely not dangerous, although
these
they're about
trees
to kill us.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're good. Okay, just...
Okay.
So are we moving? We moving?
I figured we were already
I'm gonna
going.
I'm going to need somebody from each group to roll and act under pressure.
Oh, shoot. Okay, what stat is that again?
It's cool.
Okay, Martha, what's your cool like?
It is 3. I just bumped that up from
experience. Oh, then you should do the roll, because mine is not that high.
Okay. That is a 10.
And I got a 9.
Okay. Cool.
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 Okay. So, Mariah, you have Martha with you on the motorcycle. Yes.
Yes, I do.
And you are taking off back toward the station?
Yes.
Excellent. Which means that Siobhan, you have been with you in the helicopter, and I guess you've just thrown Morty in the backseat. Do you buckle him in, or is he just kind of...
Nah, he's just kind of like rolling, flopping around.
No, that's fine. So the helicopter starts up and begins to take off. As it starts to clear the tree line, you feel a sudden jolt, like a jerking, as the helicopter suddenly stops ascending. Like, you are rising up off the ground, and then you are no longer going any higher.
Shit.
Well, that ain't right.
Not so much.
I'm assuming it's a tree.
I mean, probably. Do you want to look?
Yeah, I'll look. I'll take a gander.
I think as best as you are able to tell, yes, there are branches beginning to wrap themselves around the, what's that called? Like the leg of the helicopter?
The foot stand.
The little
kickstand.
Yeah. The helicopter kickstands, if you will.
Yes.
The cool things that James Bond hangs off of.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
It's called the Bond hook.
The Bond hook.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Bond hook of the helicopter.
Yeah.
Trees, could you let go, please?
They do not.
Trees, let go or I'm going to be real mad.
I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Are you trying to roll a manipulate person on the trees?
No, because you can't roll manipulate person on a monster.
Roll manipulate
trees. You cannot.
Um,
do Mariah and I see this happening?
That's up to you. I don't know how quickly you took off.
Probably not, I would think, since we're facing the opposite way and we, like, rip-roared on out of there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if...
I mean, Martha, you could feasibly look back over your shoulder and notice this. I don't think Mariah will, because she is driving.
I am driving right. A motorcycle.
I don't know. Siobhan, do you want to, like, do anything? Do you have anything else, or do you want, like, me to see that?
It's up to you.
I don't know, because I don't want to just, like, play metagame and be like, yes, of course I look over my shoulder so I can help out, like, however I can. That would also be...
You can do whatever you
that
want.
That would be
if
more
you,
narratively
like,
interesting, wouldn't it?
To see it or not see
I
it?
I don't know.
You can do whatever you want, Tim. I mean, the thing is that there is... Like, it would not make sense for Martha to look back over her shoulder at the clearing full of monsters that they are fleeing away from. That's a fairly typical horror movie move.
Yeah.
But also, if you, like... If you don't want to get involved in that situation, that's also fine.
Yeah, I just don't want to, like, steal Siobhan's thunder, if that's the thing. I don't know.
Please don't
I'm also...
worry about stealing anything. if you want to look back, then look back.
Okay. Sorry, now I'm thinking about what I would do if I look back.
Well, it's not like you have all the control over that, right? I mean, right. Like, if you want to turn around, you will have to ask Mariah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, while Tim is deciding, I think I'm going to go ahead and try and, like, how thick are the branches?
Not terribly. Like, it has to be slender enough to be wrapping around, right? So it's, like, twining its way around. It's basically, like, as the branches get further up and out from the trunk, they are thinner, right? So it is the edge of a branch, although... You get the feeling that it might pull you back down, in which case you would be in more trouble.
Right. Okay. Then I'm going to say to Ben, Ben, you're doing great, and I'm going to get out of my, like, co-pilot chair.
Okay. Where are you going?
Well,
poor Ben.
Listen to the exposition, Ben. I'm going to go to... the side of the helicopter and, like, open up the door and take my big knife and try and hack away at the branches.
Great. I think more than it kicks some ass, this is an act under pressure.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. You're in, like, a really uncertain circumstance. The terrain is very unstable. You're in a, like, helicopter that is still moving somewhat.
That's an 11.
So, yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You do the darn thing. Cool, so what are you trying to do? Just like
I'm just trying to get the branches off of the helicopter so we can keep flying away.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you slice through it pretty cleanly. You have a big knife and it's a comparatively soft wood. So I think that you do it. You slice through very cleanly. And the tree makes that sort of rumbling sound a little bit, but also recoils as if it's been hurt. Which is an interesting thing to notice.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
No.
But the helicopter is then very quickly able to continue ascending and get out of reach of the trees, which is the important thing.
I think that's when I'd look over my shoulder and see that happen with Siobhan, like, cutting the branch. Just a little cinematic shot.
So, as for Mariah and Martha, you got a total success on your act under pressure, right?
Yeah, 10.
Mariah, or Martha?
Sorry, yes. Martha did, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So it's not that nothing happens to you on the way back. I think as you are driving back toward the ranger station, there are definitely, like, trees snaking branches out towards you, or you see this, like, agitated rumbling, but Mariah is able to stay far enough away, or Martha is able to, like, notice in advance and get you to steer clear of, like, roots that are coming out toward you, or branches that are maybe a bit further out than they look like they should be, and so you are able to avoid any difficulties that you have.
Do I do any sick stunts?
Do you want to do a sick stunt?
I could do a sick stunt.
Yeah, tell me what sick stunt you do.
Okay, maybe there's, like, a branch kind of snaking out, and we, like, I, like, see, like, an oncoming, like, like a rock or something, like kind of a slope, uh-huh. smooth rock, and I use it as like a jump, jump, and uh-huh. we jump over the, and we do a motorcycle jump over the branch so it can't get us, and then nice. We land like
hell yeah,
a few feet in front of it. Yeah, it was really cool, and I wish my girlfriend was here to see it.
You can tell her all about.
I'll tell her about it later. I'm sure she'll love it. She might believe me.
I think she would believe you at this point.
Right, she's seen me do some pretty wild stuff. All right.
Okay, so you end up back at the ranger station. The helicopter probably gets there first, but I don't imagine you're too far after that. So we'll say for cinematic sake that you you get there roughly the same time.
Nice.
All
right, sounds good. Let's get everyone inside so we can like make a game plan.
Yeah.
Shuffle.
Now, just as a reminder, you do have two new rangers in the station who have no idea what's going on.
And they see us drag an unconscious man into the station.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's all right. It's cool.
It's fine. He just...
It's fine.
He has fainting spells.
Fainting spells.
And we just need
fainting
to...
Fainting pneumonia.
He has low blood sugar. We just need to get him a granola bar.
He has low blood sugar, fainting pneumonia spells.
Yeah, exactly.
And
where did pneumonia come
meanie.
Into this? Where did the pneumonia come from?
At the mention of granola bars, I think that Park Ranger merrily like pulls three out of her pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I will take one and say... Thank you so much. We'll get this to him right away.
You start eating it.
Well, yeah, I do. Then I take another one for Morty, quote unquote.
Okay, great. Are you having this meeting like out in the lobby, or are you going into like Siobhan's office and closing the door, or?
No, we're gonna head into the office.
Okay, great.
Did we bring Slufton in there? Just sit him in a chair.
Just drag him back.
Yeah, we'll set him up in the chair. I do think that it's important to have Merrily and everyone else there, just to like,
okay,
because they're going to be on the force. They need to know like what's going on.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, the people that you have with you then, uh-huh. or you have everybody who is in the group. You have
right.
Mariah, Martha, Siobhan. Do you have Morty in the room with you, or?
Sure. Let's have Morty
just,
in there.
I don't think we want to leave him alone in case he just, like, no. wakes up and freaks out.
Is it like
out?
A Weekend at Bernie's situation? You just put some sunglasses over
his 100%.
Great. Then you also have Ben with you, as well as the two new Rangers, Ranger Merrily and Ranger Gannon. And then Riley is still there.
Oh, hell yeah, Riley.
Wait, is Riley there? We love Riley.
Yeah, it's a packed office.
Yeah, Riley is there.
Perfect. The gang's all here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a bit of a situation.
Yes.
The trees are moving and attacking anything they deem to be a threat. And right now it seems like they are deeming everything to be a threat.
Okay,
Mariah,
so
you had some news.
I did. So here's the thing. So I'm not exactly sure how we're going to work with this, but I think it gives us a place to start. Martha, you remember how we were talking about how magic takes on the aspects of the environment around it?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I was doing some research and connecting some dots, but that was Addison. And...
Wait, who's Addison?
Don't worry about it. And it seems to me that basically we've had so much bad shit go down in this forest, and everybody knows about it at least a little bit. They have a feeling something went down. And everyone in town is starting to feel like the forest is this dangerous place, and they're starting to be afraid of it. And that fear is sort of infecting the magic in the forest, and that's affecting the trees.
At this point, I think that Ranger Gannon interjects and says, I still have a voice for this guy. What should this guy's voice sound like?
Real nerdy.
Yeah. Do a super nerd.
No, that's Ben's voice.
Even nerdier than Ben.
He's Southern. Make him Southern.
Make him Merrily is Southern. Okay, well then we can both be Southern. He's from New England.
Okay, well then give him a Boston accent.
Yeah, Boston. Yeah,
Pac the con, have it.
Yeah, that one.
Give him a Boston accent. It's wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome. So he sort of crosses his arms and looks at Park Director O'Shaughnessy and says, "Well, it's nice to know you have everything under control here."
I love him.
Okay.
He's so
Rick
adorable.
Moranis, is that you?
Oh my god.
sorry. Okay, quick moment. I'm like, look, bud. Look, buddy, this isn't anything to do with Park Director O'Shaughnessy, okay? This is
Mariah, I appreciate it. I can handle my own fights. Let me handle this.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with me, asshole.
I screamed when I tell you I screamed. So I walk over to a whiteboard and
Park Ranger Merrily covers her mouth with her hand for a second, just kind of gasps and then slowly slides a granola bar across the table to you.
I walk over to the whiteboard and I draw kind of a shitty tree on the board and I make a little heart around it.
Like the quality of the tree doesn't look very good or the tree just looks real mean?
No, it's a poorly drawn tree. It's like when children draw evergreens fair. And they just kind of draw a stump and then a bunch of triangles. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Perfect. So I draw that and then I draw a big heart around it and I'm like,
I
we
don't
have
mean
to change.
Interrupt.
Yeah.
What do you mean how children draw evergreen trees?
Exactly.
It's how I still draw them, to be fair.
We're all children at Christmas time.
We're all children in the eyes of God. Right.
We're all children in the eyes of the horrible trees.
We're all children in the eyes of the forest. So I draw this tree, draw a heart around it, and basically underline that picture a bunch of times, then look back at everybody and go, we need to find a way to change the story. I don't know how, but I know that if we don't change people's minds and get some chill energy out there, then this is only going to get worse. The trees need good vibes, is what I'm saying.
How about, and bear with me.
Yeah.
How about we shoot a PSA and we air it on all of the local TV stations? All about how good the park is. And how great it is to be in the outdoors.
Okay, I see where your head's at. We'll say, don't know that we have the time or the budget to film a PSA and then get the TV stations to air it.
You know what would be perfect? If we could get Sigourney Weaver, from Alien, to do those commercials for national parks.
Oh my God, I love her.
Yeah, if we could get her to do a commercial for national parks. Everyone
okay, we don't
loves
have
her.
You know we don't have the money or the time for that, right?
If only there was someone who looked exactly like her.
If only.
You mentioned Sigourney Weaver and everyone in the office kind of stops for a second and just sort of looks at Siobhan and shakes their head okay, no, never mind. It was just a passing thought.
Okay, I really do respect where your heads are at, but I don't think we can organize a PSA. I don't think that's going to do it. Also, as someone who's ignored my fair share of PSAs, we'll say that I don't know that that's going to be the most persuasive thing.
How about
we need a quick way to calm people down.
We have a bunch of pamphlets.
Pamphlets.
All of the trees are going extinct, so you need to send us $5. And they won't be extinct anymore.
What?
I don't know.
No, I don't know what you guys think we're trying to do here.
I was going to say, I really like that you are putting your ideas out there. And there are no such things as bad ideas.
No, there
except
are.
Except for that one. That one was. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, thanks. I'll be over here with Morty.
Oh, Martha, no. Well, I would say, Martha, you're probably one of the most valuable people in this situation. If there's anyone who could put out a lot of energy to maybe counteract whatever the trees are feeling and responding to, I feel like it's you.
I don't even know how to do that, though.
So you can, You can influence people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I could
maybe this is
connect
out there,
with
but...
the trees.
No, but is there like... a way for you to like put just like a God, how do I like just like a big let me look up a movie real quick to see if it's come out yet. Don't look at me. No, it's not out yet. Never mind. I was going to make a Addison was going to make a reference to the bubble in the Truman Show, but she can't cuz it didn't come out for another 2 years. Mm. So,
damn it.
Back in character. All right, like could you put like a like just like a bubble of like chill over the town or something? Like I don't know how to explain this. Like make help people not like help people not be afraid. For a little bit, at least, so that things can calm down and, like, the energy can shift back to neutral, or...
I mean,
I don't
like,
know. I'm just one person, you guys.
Are you asking me to, like, just buy a whole bunch of weed and give it to the town?
No, I was already thinking about that. We don't have the time, we don't have the money, and we have way too many people with asthma. No, I meant, like, magically. Like...
Sorry, I mentioned weed and now you're doing that drug voice again from Discord. Oh, God.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
Oh, no.
That is sad.
No. I hope you guys heard all that, though.
We caught it, yeah. Okay,
did we? I didn't. All I heard was big bubble and then marijuana.
You said marijuana.
I did, yeah, and that's the last thing I heard.
You said it. I didn't say it. I asked if Martha could use her magic to, like, calm down the town.
I mean, I've never done something like that, but I guess I've never knocked someone out with shit. Okay, I can try.
I don't even know if it's possible, but, like...
Yeah, I'm same boat.
Could all right,
we're going to test it. Knock out Ganon.
No.
Oh, my God. Do you say this out loud?
Uh-huh.
He definitely, like, looks at you and raises an eyebrow.
Do you
I
think
like...
Could...
You can't handle it?
Martha.
Yes?
Do you think we could talk to Hawk and see if he knows of a way we could approach this?
I mean, we could. We
last
could
time
check
we needed to
him.
Do some big magic, he came through.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess I could talk with him. Try to put out some chill vibes, you know, some smooth jazz. Hey,
okay, I don't know.
Wait, don't you? You are totally dating Rita.
Yeah, I can get that started. My station. Problem is that when you tell people to be calm, they want to do the exact opposite.
Maybe instead of like playing that heavy metal that she likes to play.
Have you ever listened to her show?
Not a single time.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought so. I mean, I can call her and tell her to put on like some chill music, but I really think we need to move a little bit or take a little bit more drastic move than that.
Okay, yeah, I can talk to Hawk.
Okay. Great. I mean, I'll talk to Rita, obviously, but I just, like I said, if you get on the radio and tell people to be calm, they are going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right, could we also...
Yeah.
Instead of doing, a big televised PSA, could I go with maybe Ben and talk about how helpful some of the... plant life that we have in the forest is to the environment around here, and that way people are like learning more about the forest and they understand it.
Yeah,
and
you
know,
like,
once people understand things, they're less afraid of it.
Could you like get the school to do an assembly or something?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I was gonna maybe suggest doing it at your library because
oh,
we only would need
shit.
One person's approval for that.
Yeah,
oh,
true.
Nice.
I have a library. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay? I don't know why Mariah, I've made Addison here. Mariah's like super, super like, super stoned this episode. I don't know what this is. This energy. I think she's just a little overwhelmed. All right, we're going to cut back in now.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
It'll be kind of last minute to throw together, but we can try.
Ben, are you okay with preparing some kind of speech on all of the benefits of plant life around here?
I'll get Rita to announce it.
That was literally the only thing in my job description when I signed up.
I'll get Rita to announce it, and then I'll see if I can maybe pick up some pies for, like, because nothing gets people out of their houses like free food.
Look, you can do your own personal errands later.
Oh, my God. No, for the thing.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, to get people in the door.
For the, uh-huh, wink.
Okay. So, and break, or?
Sure. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
Oh, that was Mariah talking to them.
Before you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Gannon.
Sorry, that was truly a character.
How about you guys come and we can explore the town a little bit while we get set up for the speech, I guess, for the session. Show you guys the local hangouts.
Absolutely. Anything you need us to do to help?
Knew I could count on you. My ride or die.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah, did you all know that Siobhan coined the term ride or die?
Wow.
Yeah, she literally invented it in 1996. You can look it up.
Incredible.
Pretty powerful. Really makes you think. Okay, so that's your plan?
That's the plan.
What are we doing with the mayor?
Oh.
That's a really good question, isn't it?
Anyone got like a cot they can just stick him on?
You could just like tie him to the chair?
I mean, I've got a cabin in the woods.
Oh, true. Martha, can you take him to the cabin?
Which sounds so threatening in that circumstance for some reason. Anyway, so cabin?
Cabin.
Cabin. I'm not thrilled about it, but cabin.
Cabin.
Okay, so is that your plan?
And break. Yes, and break. Cabin.
Okay, who is taking him to the cabin?
I'll go to the cabin.
Okay.
I will need some
help.
Are you
walking with him there?
I hope not. It's a long hike. Right.
Let's take the van.
Okay, thank you.
I'll drive you to your cabin.
All right. I figured that was, yeah, because like you're the one with the keys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Vroom.
Okay. as you are figuring all of this out and like sort of nearing the end cap of your conversation, Riley, who has been just on the edges of the conversation this entire time, stands up, grabs their jacket, and walks out of the park station.
Well, hold on. Where's Riley going? I'm gonna run out after them.
Okay, you do that.
Riley, where are you going?
Home. Doesn't really sound like I'm needed.
No.
But of course you're needed.
Okay, Siobhan, you don't have to pretend, okay? It's fine. I get it.
Get what?
I am just invisible to everyone today, I guess, and that's fine. I don't really have any purpose to serve here, so I'm just gonna head out, if that's cool with you.
Okay, well, one, that's not true. You are not invisible to anyone.
Siobhan, Zoe is in jail. And it's either her fault or yours. But either way, I watched both of you get arrested this morning by my dad. I'm not really having an okay day, okay?
I understand that. And yeah, things went a little south.
I'm not an idiot. I know that I'm not on the front lines of anybody's idea of a plan, but I am not really in a position where I can just be okay and cool with the people that I like and respect the most totally disregarding my feelings in these situations.
Okay. I'm sorry. Take the rest of the day.
Yeah. Thanks, boss. And they get into their car and drive off.
Hey, guys, could I get a little help getting Morty into the back here?
Yeah, sure.